Hello everyone, and welcome to our Employment Law Hearing and Review Regional Roundup Series, brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm your host, Nuno Gouveia, partner at Miranda e Associados. Each year, we kick off our program with a special series of hearing review programs broken down by region and focusing on the most impactful regulations of the past year, as well as forecasting on important topics that will impact employers in the coming year. Today, joining us, we have an ELA member representing Ghana. Joining us the program is Wendy Bannerman, partner at N. Duowona and Company. Hi, Wendy, how are you?
Hello, Nuno. Good to hear from you. We're happy to contribute to the Year in Review series by the ELA. This is our first contribution since N. Duowona and Company joined the prestigious association, and we look forward to the conversation.
Well, my first question to you, Gwendy, is what were the most significant legal changes in 2023 that impacted employers in Ghana? What can you tell us about this?
Okay, Nuno. So to answer your question directly, I'll discuss a few policy and directive changes which was made by the Ghana government. I'll talk about some legislative changes which affects labor and two important judicial decisions for employers to note. So in terms of the policy change, there has been an increase in the national daily minimum wage. This was determined by the National Tripartite Committee in line with its annual mandate in November of 2023, with an effective date of 1st January 2024. The minimum wage was fixed at 18 Ghana cedis and 15 pesos, which reflects a 22% increase from the previous minimum wage. So to put this into perspective, Nuno, it's equivalent to a daily wage of about $1.80. The committee took into consideration current economic challenges in Ghana, cost of living, and sustainability of businesses in deciding this amount. The key takeaway for employers is they are not supposed to pay lower than the daily wage. That said, I think I'll foray into social security payments, which also have to be adjusted in line with the minimum wage. So by a public notice issued by the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, which is the statutory public trust created to manage the mandatory first-tier pension scheme in Ghana, the minimum insurable earnings has been increased to reflect the national daily minimum wage. So this is currently in effect, and employers will have to take note and adjust the social security payments for their employees to reflect these minimum insurable earnings. In addition to that, there's been a boost in the base pay for public sector workers. So public sector workers who are on a single spine salary structure, which is a common salary structure for public sector workers, was increased by 23% across board with effect from January, with a promise to readjust it to 25% ending December 2024. Anecdotally, some private sector employers benchmark increases in salaries in the private sector to these public sector increase. So this is an area where employers would also have to take note. And if they need to make some adjustments, even though it's not statutorily required, they can. Nuno, in terms of legislative action, there were no amendments to labor-specific laws for 2023, but the Income Tax Act, which is a related act, was amended to revise the graduated tax rates for resident individuals and to align their chargeable income to the national daily minimum wage. So the rate of tax now is nil for the minimum wage through to a newly introduced tax band of 35% on a graduated scale. So employers would have to note the increases in the chargeable income in the amended tax act and then comply with the respective tax obligations in the scale. In terms of the National Pensions Act, it was also amended. So initially, the Parent Act excluded the Ghana Armed Forces from coverage. But now the act has been amended to include all other security services. So what this means is a separate pension regime will now cover these security agencies. So in terms of legislations, these are the two main acts that we think are relevant for the purpose. So Nuno, there are also two important judicial decisions for 2023 I'd like to highlight. So our Supreme Court in 2023 distinguished a contract of service, which is an employee relationship, from a contract for services, which is an independent contractor relationship. So with the employee relationship, the court determined that the person's work must be integral to the business and a crucial part of the employer's operations Whereas as an independent contractor, even though the service is important, the execution of task is merely accessory to the employer's business. So the Supreme Court, in coming to this decision, relied on the integration and control test, which I'm sure you're familiar with because it's fairly common amongst a lot of jurisdictions, in its majority decision, and held that a court of law faced with an issue of this nature should not rest its determination solely on how a party describes the other. So whether you are described as an employee or an independent contractor in a contract, but must actually consider the activity engaged in by the parties. So the conduct of the parties, and also ascertain whether the person is integrated in the business of the employer and the employer exercises control over the work being done. So a key takeaway for employers is that the courts would always look at the substance of the contract entered into to determine whether it's an employee relationship or an independent contractor relationship, and not merely the form of the contract or how the parties are described. You know, there's another case that I would like to highlight. It's a Court of Appeal case, and it held that an employer is legally entitled to terminate an employee's contract of employment whenever he wishes, provided the employer gives notice or pays salary in lieu of that notice. So Ghana's Labour Act actually supports such terminations, which is by mutual agreements between the employer and the employee, because a contract of employment in Ghana is not seen as a contract of servitude. So it can be terminated merely on notice or payment of salary and notice. So employers should always ensure the employment contracts contain mutual termination clauses without cause, but can merely be done on notice or payment in lieu of notice. So this ends our spotlight on some of the significant legal changes which would impact employment relationships.
Well, Gwenny, very big news in your jurisdictions, and that final test that you described in your Court of Appeals is indeed quite relevant and common and literally a trend in many jurisdictions. So my other question to you, Gwendy, is what are then your predictions for 2024? Are there any employment law updates, changes anticipated that could have the big or even a bigger impact on HR? What can you tell us about this?
Okay, so Nuno, there are some legislative actions expected. There's a labor amendment bill, which is currently before Parliament. What makes it interesting is it was introduced by a member of Parliament. It is yet to be considered, but the bill seeks to amend the Labour Act to extend maternity leave from 3 to 4 months and to introduce paid paternity leave. Paternity leave is not a statutory requirement, even though it's practiced by some firms because of some global policy. The proposed paternity leave before Parliament will range from a minimum of 7 days to a maximum of about 4 weeks, with an option for an additional 2 weeks in specific circumstances. So we think that these proposed reforms signal a really progressive step towards ensuring gender equality and promoting some family-friendly policies in the Ghanaian workforce. We will update you once the bill is passed into law. In terms of regulatory action, we also expect to see, you know, some regulatory enforcement of environmental laws. The Environmental Protection Agency did a nationwide exercise basically to ensure adherence to environmental regulations, and non-compliant companies were actually closed down for environmental infractions, including pollution and exposure of workers to acid and heavy metals. This was done in 2023. We expect to see more inspection exercises by regulatory bodies in 2024. Employers will have to ensure that they have their health and safety policies in place to protect workers and also reduce their risk of sanctions. So, Nuno, whilst I'm still on regulatory actions, I'd like to throw some light on regulatory enforcement for mandatory pension obligations. So I mentioned earlier, I talked a bit about the insurable earnings, but I also want to focus on pension obligations. So employers will have to make deduction for purposes of pension. The Pensions Regulatory Authority actually prosecuted, you know, took action against some defaulting companies in 2023, and the intent is to continue with these enforcement actions. So employers will have to ensure compliance with the pension laws. Nuno, also in terms of policy advancements, Ghana has actually embarked on a proactive approach to ensure a just transition to a green economy and to safeguard decent work standards. So in line with that, it has a National Green Jobs Strategy, which it has developed as a comprehensive framework to actually organize existing green interventions across economic sectors. So it's actually doing this through a multi-sectoral approach. The strategy is to create green jobs, develop green skills, promote green enterprises, especially in the private sector. So our expectation for 2024 is for government to actually mobilize funding to support these economic activities in the green sectors, which should help resolve some of the low and underemployment issues in a sustainable way in Ghana. To end, I think I would like to talk about bilateral relationships. Ghana is really deepening its bilateral relationships on labor with certain key countries. So 6 bilateral labor agreements have actually been drafted between Ghana and Italy, Ghana and Mauritius, Ghana and Libya, Ghana and Egypt, Ghana and Saudi Arabia, and Ghana and Kuwait. So these agreements basically aim to regulate and guide labor export under the National Labor Migration Policy, and then foster some beneficial relationship with these partner nations. And to end, it's also election year in Ghana, this end of year. So we're in an exciting phase. The year started with some labor agitations because of the introduction of some taxes and levies. We expect positive discussions and negotiations between the government and the labor unions. We expect these negotiations to continue in order to abate the trend of these industrial actions. You know, that ends it for our projections for 2024.
Well, Wendy, that has been a fantastic prediction for 2024. Indeed, Ghana is a very robust and interesting jurisdiction from a labor standpoint. Wendy, this has been a very interesting discussion, especially helpful for employers in your country. Thank you very much for your time. It has been a fantastic session for me.
Thank you, Nunu, for hosting this session.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Well, if you would like to connect to Wendy, please click on her bio in the description of this podcast. We also encourage you to reach out to any of our lawyers around the world by selecting Find a Lawyer on the ELA website at ela.law or download our app by searching Employment Law Alliance in the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Additionally, check out training.ela.law to access our training portal, featuring online harassment prevention programs and much more. Information about all the programs available in the ERIN Review series and other resources are available on the event landing page at ela.law. You've been listening to the Employment Law Alliance ERIN Review Regional Roundtable, a series brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm Nun Gouveia. Thanks for listening.